do some of the laws of a Torah Nadarim, which takes place the minute we have make a Torah Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke about it more at length last year. Let's go through some of the laws quickly. Because of the Chumrah, the significance of a person making a Neder, not keeping it, the more talks about, it's a very, 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 very strong issue in Shemayim. That's why we have, we say, Kol Nidre, the Kippur night, in order to be Matzah in the Dorim. Besides that, we're also Matzah in the Dorim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, discussion why we need both, but we do that, that's our minute to be Matzah, Erev Rosh Hashanah. When you say the Nusach of Hasar Zadar, and you stand in front of three people and you say you're coming to Matzah, any Neder which you made during the year, any type of Shua that you made during the year, you must understand what you're saying. The person who does not understand the Hebrew which is there should read it in English. Or Yiddish, if you understand Yiddish better, you can do it in Yiddish. You should read it in a language that you understand. If a person understands, or he can, alternatively, a person can sit down beforehand and read through the Hebrew and with the English translation, understand what he's saying. And the person must understand what you're saying. Otherwise, it's not effective at all. That we say in the Nusach of Atar Sadarim that normally the law is when you come to a bezin to matter, and you must point out what you're being matter. Why? What exactly that you're being matter? In the language of the way we say, you know, you have to say it, but I don't remember it. It's too many to say, so I don't have to say it. Oh, that's not true. You do have to say it, even if it's many of them. You have 17, you still have to say all of them. However, in a case where a person made an error and he forgot it, well, exactly what he remembers, he made something, he can't remember what it was, then that language is acceptable. So the neder, the Hatzarah which we make, Erev Rosh Hashanah, only works for the Dorim which a person forgot. Any neder which a person remembers, which he wants to be matzah, he must then, he has the bezin there. And by the way, you know, I did X, I want to be matzah. One of the things which we mentioned over there is you're going to be matzah at Minig Shal Mitzvah, which he did three times. He did not say bli neder. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns, you learn Yaradeya, it says a person starts doing a good deed, a Minig Shal Mitzvah, and he does it one time, he now has a Midarbonim, he has a bit of a netter which he should continue from now on. The Aron Nusach over there says three times. So our Fashokhan explains, if he did it one time with intention of continuing it, he must continue it even though he did not say, he only did it once, and he didn't say bleh netter, he must continue it. If he did not think at all, he just did it three times, like, you know, I did it three times, he now has a Midarbonim, he has a bit of a netter, and he should continue to do it. So that's what you're being matzah. So those are sometimes very common. A person started three times, he was did a mitzvah, didn't think about saying bli neder, comes there, Rosh Hashanah, says, you know, I did this three times. I have a din neder, I must continue this. You should point out to the best then that that's what you did. Three times you decided, you know, it's a good thing to say, v'yit l'cha mati Shabbos. You see something, you say, v'yit l'cha. You now have a key of neder to say, v'yit l'cha the rest of your life, unless you're matzah it. Right? You didn't think about it, you should be, but you know that you did that, you must point it out to the best, otherwise it will not be effective. We pointed out last year that for the purpose of Hataras Adar, which is Dindar Isa, you must have Gedarlim. You must have the Bezin must be people which are adults. And for that purpose, it's not sufficient to know the boy is 13 years old. It's not sufficient. That's someone who giving Matar a Neder Midar Isa. But this Neder, which we said is the Neder Midar Abonon, like a case of Minik Shal Mitzvah, so in that case, a Bezin of 13-year-olds would be sufficient. You can be stomach on it. So you know, probably they have a din of a halachic din of a gadol. A man to be a shliach for his wife for Hataras Nedarim. The woman should make the man a shliach. If that does not happen, he can't be matzah her Nedarim. She could be stomach on Kol Nidre. If she goes to Shul Kol Nidre night, she can be stomach on Kol Nidre. For a man to be matzah, his wife should make him a shliach. In general, during the year, if a person wants to matzah neder for his wife, the only way he could do that, halacha says, if the bezin is already sitting, since he cares, he really worries about his wife's nedarim, and it bothers him, and he has to go to the temple getting three dayanim together, he's going to embellish the story. If they're sitting already, then he won't. So the only time you can be matzah neder for a woman is if you have a bezin sitting. So over here, you already have the bezin sitting, they already sat, they were matzah neder for you, then they can matzah neder for your wife also, since the bezin is sitting already. But during the year, a person has to be aware. If a wife wants to be matzah a neder, she wants to make a husband a shliach, she only do it if they already have three people sitting for a purpose of a bezin, then they can matzah the neder also. Even though it's a bezin, the fact that people are related to you is not a problem. Krovim are kosher for this bezdin. You can have your two brothers together in the bezdin. You can have your brother in the bezdin. Even though a bezdin normally requires people which are not related to you, for this purpose, krovim are kosher. You can mount the neder v'layla. A person cannot do it for yom for whatever reason. You can mount the neder v'layla, and a neder on. Not negay for Erev Hashanah, but in general, if you mount the neder on Shabbos, if it's negay for Shabbos, he thought he mount the neder even on Shabbos, again, with the purpose of the Bezdin. Just regards to the Seder of what's going to happen in regards to Slichas, Mati Shabbos, Bezdin, Yeshiva Gedarla is saying Slichas at 1 o'clock, 1:01, Slichas, Mati Shmuz at 12:30, whoever wants to come is invited. There will be Slichas Sunday morning at 7:30, and Shacharis is 8 o'clock. Have a good day and have a good Shacharis.